You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's go right to the phones. We do have one line because one person dropped off. 303-691-1649. The first one to get through is Brent. Hello, my name is Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hello, Brent. What are you doing?
Good morning.
What's going on today? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm paying invoices for CDOT.
Are you?
Yep.
What's the biggest invoice you have today? How much?
Fuel.
Oh, a couple hundred thousand.
For what?
We have consultants working all over the state, and that's my primary responsibility is to process their invoices and get them out for payment.
Wait just a minute.
A road consultant?
CDOT consultants?
Pretty much. Anything that's going on our highways, like the I-70 project.
Yeah.
You know, when they have to clear debris from Glenwood Springs.
You got a debris consultant?
Absolutely.
A tunnel consultant?
I
can see paying the people who are clearing the debris, but a couple $100,000 all the time to consultants? What a gig. I want that
job.
I
know.
I'd be like, you know what you guys should do?
It is a pretty good gig.
You should get a bulldozer in here and clear all that crap away.
Scoop it up and scoop it up.
And now give me $75,000. Thank you very much.
My work here is done.
Most of them, though, are for actual construction.
Okay. Yeah, I
yeah,
know.
Those are legitimate.
To complain about, you know.
I want the tunnel consultant to say, put a tunnel here.
Here. He goes up with a marker and he draws a big X on
He knocks
rock.
On the side of the mountain. He's like, it sounds hollow here. It's like finding a stud in your wall, you know? Nope, 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 nope. Oh, nope.
How about here?
That's the spot. Start drilling. Oh, Brent, aren't you glad
Brent's
you called?
Is this why I called in? Brent's like, why did I call in?
No, all right, here's your... entertaining.
I know, yeah, we are.
Well, so are you, Brent. Let's do some rattle off. I'm looking for words here, but they can also be names. I don't care. Words or names that start with the letter Z. As in they say over in the UK, Zed. Five words that start with a Z. Ready and go.
Zach, Zosh, Zachary, Zebra, Xylophone. Nope, that's X. Crap.
Oh,
the
no!
zoo, dude.
Where's the zoo?
The zoo.
Put me in the zoo.
Yeah, well.
It's all right. Listen, we enjoy talking to you, and we learned a lot about what's going on with CDOT. So.
A lot of money being spent. Right. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Have a blessed day, guys.
You too.
You
bye-bye.
As well. Bye-bye.
Huh.
You got a blessed day.
Look at that.
Who is next? I think it's Cassidy. Hello, Cassidy.
Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, not really. I'm actually taking the day off from work. Just recovering from a hand surgery I just had.
Hand surgery?
Hand surgery.
Ooh,
was
ouch.
Was it carpal tunnel?
Yeah, it was a carpal tunnel release surgery.
Ooh.
Oh, I know somebody who went through that. They're glad they did it, though.
I think my wife's going to have to do that eventually. She does a lot of computer work and the mouse and everything, you know, and she's starting to get a little funky. She's got to wear a brace every now and then.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, I bet. Well, fast recovery to you, hopefully.
All day on a keyboard, right, Cassidy?
I'm a cook and I'm a manager, so I cook all the time in the kitchen.
Oh, you're in the kitchen. So it's a spatula injury. Spatulas. All this flipping the pancakes.
I mean, it's repetitive motion. I mean, we automatically assume it's a keyboard, but I guess you could be like Jeremy would have a real problem with repetitive motion.
It's in my wrist.
One in particular.
My entire forearm needs surgery. Don't buy into that, Cassidy. Don't laugh at that.
It may or may not be true. Listen. Cassidy, our previous caller was talking about people who get paid bazillions of dollars to be a consultant. Let me ask you something. What could you be a consultant in? Is this a bigger break for our show?
It might be. It may be kind of fun tomorrow.
In what field do you feel you could be a consultant? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe like real estate?
Real estate? You're a chef or something, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of going to school for real estate, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm wondering how one is a real estate consultant. I mean, I can see being a real estate
Well, you know,
broker.
It's all, you gotta, you know, where the sign placement is in the front yard. I'm sure there's, you know, rules on that. And
okay. Fair enough.
I guess. I don't know.
I wonder what I would want to be a consultant in.
I could probably do, like, picking paint colors. I'm pretty good at that. Interior paint colors.
You know what I really want to do? Is I want to be a podcast consultant.
Oh, yeah. That'd be an easy gig.
I think it'd be easy for me because I love podcasts, but 90% of them are terrible. So because they're just
that'd be a good gig.
They don't know how to just talk.
To present.
Everything is so stilted so many times. I was like, I just want to be a consultant for podcasts.
All right.
Write me a
do
check
it.
For $75,000. I'll where make do your you, podcast a hit.
Where do you cook, Cassidy? Where are you a manager?
So I'm a manager for Qdoba.
Oh, got you. Okay.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
The Cholula chicken.
Yum. I haven't had that, but it sounds good.
I wouldn't turn that down.
It's like sweet and spicy.
Sweet and spicy?
Sounds good.
All right.
Well, Cassidy, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but we'll see how it goes.
Why would you be nervous? You're just talking to a couple of your buddies.
We're just hanging out, talking, you know, real estate and carpal tunnel and burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Give her five things you wouldn't want to find in a burrito.
You want me to?
Yeah, I do.
You want me to do that
Yeah,
one?
Five things you wouldn't want to find in a
but
burrito.
But before I give that to her, I'm going to tell everybody else who's still on hold, don't hang up if she gets it.
Yeah,
we still
want
to talk to everybody. So nobody hang up because we still want to come back and talk even if the game is over. Cassidy, five things you would never want to find in a burrito. Ready and go.
A fingernail, hair, a piece of plastic from a glove. A piece of paper or
you didn't get it. You got four.
The buzzer sounded.
You didn't get it.
Oh no.
You could have said a mouse.
A booger.
A bowling ball.
An eyeball.
Anything.
Anything. A tooth. Cassidy. Stitches from your hand.
A cat, you know.
A baby.
Oh, Cassidy. You are absolutely charming. We love talking to you. Hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
How did that happen?
It just happens. Oh, look, she was nervous.
Oh, man.
We were talking about things that start with Z earlier, and here comes Zach. Hello, Zach. Going once. Going twice.
See you later.
Gone. We're left with Ryan and then Dawn. Hello, Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Really good.
We're having a good day. What are you doing today?
You know, we are actually heading to the zoo.
Hey, look at that.
Take me to the zoo.
Who's we?
My son and I.
That'll be a nice little outing.
Wait a minute. What was the book called? Put Me in the Zoo? I think it was Put Me in the Zoo.
I don't know.
Isn't that the Dr. Seuss book?
Hang Out at the Zoo?
Ryan, if you had to be a consultant, in what field could you be a consultant? And it can be let your imagination go wild, like on how to make a burrito. I mean, what could you be a consultant in?
You know, I'd have to probably say dentistry.
Really?
No, Ryan, have more fun.
So that's your job, but what do you like? Do you have anything fun you do on the side? Or
I would be a consultant on how to arrange books in a bookshelf.
Because I would say there's a consultant for arcade games.
A consultant for arcade games. Do you collect them?
I have one. I would love to collect them, but they're kind of pricey.
You only have one. I don't know if you can be a consultant. I think you would have to have numerous arcade games.
Well, the one does have 7,000 different games on it. So.
Oh, okay.
Holy crap.
That's pretty cool, actually. I want that. What's the one on there that you play the most?
So I'm a big fan of Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fighting game.
I don't know anything about that.
It's like a fighting game. It's like Street Fighter.
Hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Got any
Mortal Kombat?
Got any Space Invaders on there?
Space Invaders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can almost name anything, and it's just about on there.
Arcade. What are some of the other classic ones? Space Invaders, and what was the
Golden Tee.
Golden Tee.
Yeah, Golden Tee.
Is
yeah.
it on there?
Pac-Man. All the Mortal Kombat, all that stuff.
What's that car one that was big? It was like California Cruisin' or California Dreamin'?
Cruisin', yeah, Cruisin' USA.
Cruisin' USA.
Mommy darn.
That's pretty neat, all right. Ryan.
All right, you can do that as a consultant. We'll grant you that. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, in 10 seconds, all I got left, Jeremy, are ones that we've done in the last few days.
Well, we could try them again because we didn't get a winner. Were you listening yesterday, Ryan?
I was not.
Well, then it's going to be new to him.
Oh, piece of cake. All right, new for you. 10 seconds. Give us the names, and these can be past or present. You got that? Doesn't matter if it's okay. Today or 30 years ago. We don't care. We want the names of 5 late-night TV hosts, like those late-night TV talk shows. 5 late-night TV hosts in 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno.
Darn it.
Boy, time is up.
Letterman, man. Letterman.
Letterman, yeah.
O'Brien, Conan O'Brien.
Johnny Flippin' Carson, man.
Kind of a biggie. Kind
the
of a biggie.
Godfather of them all.
Well, Ryan, darn it, you got skunked.
I'm glad you called, though.
Yep. Well, thank you, guys. It was good talking to you.
You too, buddy.
Hey, have fun at the zoo, okay?
Enjoy the hippos.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep. Okay, man. See you. Bye-bye.
That's my favorite. I love the hippos. I love them. They're so majestic.
What could you be a consultant in?
How to make the world's perfect grilled cheese, I think.
Mmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Multiple cheeses, right?
Oh, yeah. I made one 2 days ago with some cheddar and smoked Gouda that would put you into an early grave. It was so good.
Mayo? Did you put mayo on it?
Absolutely. That's the trick. Use mayo,
trick.
Not butter.
Both.
No.
Yeah.
It's too much fat.
Nuh-uh.
No.
You butter one side and mayo the other side.
What? That's crazy talk. You couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, you dude. I thought you were a consultant.
No, that's not how my consultant company rolls.
I'm going to open a competing grilled cheese consultancy.
One side butter, one side mayonnaise. That's ridiculous.
Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dawn.
Which,
I love your dish soap. I love your soap.
What would be your consultancy? What would you consult people on, Dawn?
Oh, I don't know. I think right now the only thing I'm qualified for is something related to being a mom. I'm a mom of 4, and I'm on my last one.
You sound tired.
I'm on my last
this
one.
This is it. No more, huh?
Are
oh,
you,
God, no. That'd be amazing because my husband's been gone for 13 years.
Well, you still have your parts, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've had them all removed.
Hey, well, okay. then you truly
well, then
are done, I guess.
Amazing.
I am truly done.
You are done. Dawn is
so
done.
So what you're saying is you got 3 out of the house and 1 who's still lingering. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. She's 16, so I have to keep her for a few more years.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. I have a senior in high school as well. I have a 16 and 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a busy mama bear.
Yeah,
you have been for a long time.
I have 3 stepdaughters, too. I have 7 girls total.
You need to get out of town. Dawn, you need to leave.
Holy crap,
7 girls.
You've raised 7 girls.
The three older ones were already in their teen years when we got together.
But
still,
teen years? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're throwing right into the fire there, right into the flame.
You know, I feel for you so much. And a single mom, I feel like giving you a pretty easy rattle off today.
I would probably screw it up by fumbling.
Would you have messed up the burrito one, the 5 things you don't want to find in your burrito?
God, no. I would have known what not to find in my burrito.
All day long.
Cat turd.
All day. My skin was crawling when you asked her that, and she couldn't complete it.
Yeah.
A spider.
Yeah, spider, cockroach, beetle.
Like poop. Cucaracha? Yeah, what's Paul McCartney doing in there? Dawn, let's... You're the last contestant anyway. You're the last contestant. And I can't let us go 2 days in a row.
I know. It would look really bad.
Wrong. So in 10 seconds, give us five girls' names. Five girls' names. First names only. Ready and go.
Sierra, Taya, Mariah, Aileen, Tommy, Lauren, Moochie. Those are all my girls.
There you go. That's all you had to do.
Moochie?
Moochie.
That's her nickname, yeah.
That's cute.
She liked, I think her dad said she liked to eat a lot when she was little. So they called her Moochie.
She's always mooching food.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that's
that.
Why they called her
Moochie. That's pretty darn. That's a name that'll stick with you for the rest of your
that's
life.
That's great. What is what does she do today?
Moochie, I think she's a delivery driver these days for Budweiser or Coke, and, one or the other.
I was going to say, well, she's in
Budweiser
some sort of food.
Or Coke. It's one of those.
Yeah, I can't remember anymore because she kind of, she likes different jobs, so she does different things.
All right.
Hard to keep up. I will tell you this, though. You did give us seven, so you're a winner!
Yeah!
Yay, Dawn!
Mama Dawn gets the prize today.
Yep, good job.
Hey, I sent you a text earlier with that same ending for my name, Mama Dawn. That's what I'm called.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
By all my friends' kids, too.
Good old MD. Listen, we love you, Dawn. If you will stand by, Josh will circle around, and he's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, boys. I enjoyed it.
Aw, thank you for calling.
Me too.
You're very sweet.